Public comment on the state's application was held in Anchorage last night. Around 17 people signed up to testify. All but two spoke against the transfer from the EPA to the state. Although most of the speakers were representing Native communities or organizations, most questioned the timing of a hearing on an issue important to tribes being held during the height of subsistence gathering. Billy Maines came to speak on behalf of the Cheruiyung tribe in the Dillingham area. Maines says the tribe had asked for consultation with EPA over the state's application, but agreed to the public hearing. He says the tribe opposes the transfer because there is no dialogue between the state and tribes. He said talking about a pollutant discharge system under the Clean Water Act seems like an oxymoron.
There shouldn't be any discharge of any pollutant of any sort into any water. It should be there to clean the water. I'm from an area where the water is very essential. It's essential for all human and aquatic life in that area. So if there's any potential way of stopping permitting process period, Cheruiyung Tribe would be in favor of it. We're not in favor of changing one for the other, from the federal to the state.
Roberta Chavez is the National Environmental Policy Act coordinator for the Association of Village Council Presidents in the Bethel YK Delta region. AVCP represents 56 federally recognized tribes, and Chavez had brought 10 tribal resolutions opposing the transfer.
We demand that EPA deny this request from the state of Alaska that is a significant threat and a further erosion of our efforts to maintain long-term protection for our subsistence way of life as well as our cultural integrity.
Representatives from the Alaska Oil and Gas Association, or AOGA, and the Resource Development Council spoke in favor of the state's application for the National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System program. The public comment period closes on August 18th.